Hello, and it's a welcome once again to Chatterbox, the talking news for Norwich. This is edition 2254, recorded on Thursday, January the 4th. I am John Hoyle, and I'm joined today by Lynette Edwards. We have three sets of news items for you and some letters to the evening news. And we have Robin Quine here to read three fairly brief features. The first one on this part of the recording. Before we move on to the news, I would like us all to remember my co-reader, Gaynor Lord, whose tragic death we mentioned to you in our last edition. Our thoughts are with her family and friends. Now, here's Lynette to set off with some news.
Hello. As you know, we didn't produce a recording over the Christmas period, so there is 2 weeks' worth of news to provide us, hopefully, with some interesting items for you. We'll start with a last look at the Christmas season with carols, concerts and the like. Over 100 people gathered in the Western Room at the City's Cathedral to hear Christmas favourites sung by the Norwich Cathedral Choir. Led by Master of Music Ashley Grote, the festive repertoire included the likes of Come All Ye Faithful and the 12 Days of Christmas, through to Frosty the Snowman and Jingle Bells. Organised by Savills Norfolk, the annual concert raised more than £550 for St Martin's Housing Trust, a charity that helps the homeless to build better lives across the county. Mark Little, head of office for Savills Norfolk, said, "As ever, we are hugely grateful to the choir for such entertaining us so beautifully at such a busy time of year. The concert is something we look forward to every year and a real highlight of our calendar. It always feels as if Christmas has well and truly arrived. Most importantly, we were able to raise some much-needed funds for a very worthwhile cause. St Martin's is a wonderful charity and we were only too happy to lend our support."
Putting smiles on the faces of disadvantaged or disabled people was at the heart of an evening of Christmas cheer at a city church. The annual Eastern Daily Press Carols for Christmas concert returned to St Peter Mancroft and saw 350 people pack the pews. More than £1,250 was raised on the night for Nettishead-based charity the Nancy Oldfield Trust, which had been working on the Broads for 40 years and had one of its boats in the church. The organisation works to provide opportunities to enjoy a day out on the water to anyone who is disadvantaged or has a disability, whether physical, emotional, temporary or permanent, regardless of their age.
Music created by Claire Welfare, 46, and from Dereham, won the senior category of Radio 3's Christmas Carol competitions. Ms Welfare studied music, oboe and piano at the Trinity College of Music, now the Trinity Laban Conservatoire of Music and Dance, and the Royal Academy of Music. News of her victory was announced on air by Patrick Trelawney. Ms Welfare said, "I cannot believe it. It's amazing. I didn't think I would get this far with it. I'm so delighted to win. It's been an amazing experience to see my composition go from an idea one late night to a full-blown BBC Singers live broadcast, and to know that listeners to the BBC have made it their choice." The carol is set to the words of a poem entitled Polaris by the poet laureate Simon Armitage. There was another Norfolk entry from Richard Mack of Lingwood, who was a finalist of the competition.
Festive cheer has been spread around ambulance crews in and around Norwich by the staff from Mousehold View Care Residential and Dementia Care Home. The staff delivered homemade mince pies from the home's head chef Rob and the hospitality team to the East of England Ambulance Service NHS Trust. Customer Services Manager Dan Amis explained the delivery was a token of appreciation to express the home's gratitude for the ambulance staff's work and the daily challenges they face. Home Manager Nigel Reeve said, "Sometimes the little things can mean so much, and on behalf of all our residents and staff, I want to say a big thank you and Merry Christmas to the ambulance teams for all the outstanding support they provide."
Tickets for next year's Thursford Christmas Spectacular will cost the same as this year. Its hosts are freezing their prices. John Cushing, the event's founder and director, said, "We understand the economic strains facing our audiences and partners, and by freezing ticket prices for 2024, we hope to make the Thursford Christmas Spectacular an even more joyous and affordable tradition for families and groups alike." The 2024 season promises to be another spectacle of non-stop singing, dancing, music, comedy, speciality acts and festive fun, with more details to be announced later in the year. Next year we'll build on Thursford's recent restoration and installation project, which saw a new state-of-the-art sound system enhancing the overall quality of the show. Tickets for the 2024 production are on sale, online only. Online group deposit bookings will open from January the 11th at 10 a.m, followed by telephone bookings on Thursday, January the 18th at 10 a.m. Visit thursford.com or call 01328 878 477.
Christmas coin lasts for 600 years, found in Norfolk. It represents the spirit of Christmas, and it has been lost for 600 years until now. The National Trust has revealed the discovery of Boy Bishop token found by a detectorist in the grounds of Oxborough Hall near Swaffham. Following a European Christmas tradition from medieval and early Tudor times, a choir boy at Bury St Edmunds Abbey was named Boy Bishop and gave tokens to the poor to spend. Historians believe someone from Oxborough village made the journey to Bury for festive ceremonies at the abbey, where they were given the token, and they may have lost it after they returned home. The token, which dates from 1470 to 1560, showed how rich the cultural life of even the poorest folk was in the Middle Ages. The token is now on display at Oxborough Hall.